is Jonathan Fogel, and you are listening to Mac Edition Radio.
This is Harris Fogel at the SIGGRAPH Conference in San Diego. I'm with Don Segmiller, who's an artist and representing Corel, but Don is also an adjunct professor at Brigham Young University in Utah. Don, you're really a master of working with programs like Corel Painter 10. And let's start by talking about the whole process of working as an artist digitally versus working in a traditional mode.
Okay, a lot of what I do, amazingly enough, is based on my traditional work. A lot of my methods work somewhat the same. There is a big difference. So traditional method, you're working in a subtractive type color space where the more color you add, the more dull it gets. Whereas in the digital working environment, you're working with light, and so things actually can get brighter as you go. So there's a little bit of mind shift here and there when you switch modes. But a lot of my traditional methods translate to the digital realm, and my experience with painter has been that for what I do and how I approach painting, it's the tool that makes the most sense for me. It very much can mimic the things I do in a traditional sense, and in some cases I've been able to show work that people don't know how it's been created. And so while there's a little bit of working method difference, the looks can be very, very similar, and it's very good for my traditional background in the digital realm to have this tool to work with. I'm an oil painter by training. I can make digital paintings that look like oil paintings. That's a good thing.
So what are some of the traditional techniques that you've taken straight over to the digital realm, and which of the traditional techniques just did not work at all in the digital realm?
Okay, the biggest problem, and I notice it with my students more than anything else, is in the digital realm, you've got 16 million colors. Doesn't mean you have to use them all. In the traditional realm, when I'm teaching painting, I let my students use 4 or 5 colors. I can translate that directly to the digital, but if I don't, every student I have wants to use all 16 million colors. The same thing is true with materials. Here you've got Painter, which is basically a whole art supply store in one box, and my traditional students will come in and they have the whole art supply store, so they want to use it. So they go in and they grab every tool they can possibly use and use it. So here I've got this marvelous program, but I have to back students up, and I had to learn to back up a little bit and simplify what I want to do down so that I'm not using every bell and whistle in the program. It's perfect for that. I have my chalk brushes, I have my oil painting brushes. Anything I want to use, I can use. And then there's this beautiful, marvelous difference that comes in that I can combine things. I can combine watercolor and oil painting. I can combine chalk with gouache. I can combine all these methods that I may not use traditionally, well, I wouldn't use traditionally, digital, and make them work together. It's just I have to make sure that I learn to do it in a natural progression that makes sense instead of jumping in and grabbing everything from every corner of the thing and mushing it together. That's the biggest difference to me from the traditional and the digital. The digital is vastly more powerful, vastly faster. There is a perception out there that the computer does the art, and it leads to a little bit of hesitancy in some camps to accept digital art as art. But the computer doesn't make the art. It's the artist that makes the art. You've just got this incredibly strong tool to use. And you have to learn to use it just as you would traditional tools.
So do you create a limited set of preferences that your students log on and download from the server, and then that says, okay, you've got 4 colors and that's it, and you've got 7 brushes and that's it, and this is what we're going to do? Or do you just kind of peek over their shoulders and hope they're not using every tool under the sun?
I had a really interesting experience a couple of years ago that taught me how to teach, because initially in a digital art class, you are trying to accomplish a huge amount of teaching both a program and art together. It's a real complicated, time-consuming method. And I had something that opened my eyes a couple years ago that addresses this exactly, in that I had a student in my class that was a foreign student, and English was his second language. So a lot of what I was saying as I was demonstrating was he didn't quite have the language to understand what I was talking about. And then to top it off, on top of that, He was deaf, and so he had two people signing with him, and they were signing, trying to translate the English into the sign language to him so he could watch them and watch me. This kid was going to fail a class. There's nothing. He could not keep up. I would spend hours after class trying to catch him up. So the first assignment comes due. Everybody puts their piece up, and there's the one beautiful piece. And it's this kid's that didn't know anything about the program. And so I asked him through his sign language, through his signers, what did you do? And he said, well, I was lost. I didn't know what to do. So I went up, picked the first brush, and painted a picture. It just opened my eyes to how to teach this program and get it so for people to work. And so my students now, basically, yes, I do. Their first assignment is pick 12 brushes, only use one brush per painting, do 12 paintings, 12 one-hour paintings. Because then they learn where the brushes are, how to pick them, what to do. Once they've learned that, we go on. But if I go in and say, okay, do a masterpiece, use whatever you can find, they can't accomplish it. There's too much. It's art, you know, it's art store overload. There's too many things to do. So I do. I back them off just like I would in a traditional setting, limit what they can use, brushes, colors, and we work up.
And that's very similar to what you would learn in a life drawing course where all you're given is charcoal, or in a pastel course where all you're given is some pastel to work for a still life. I mean, it's a very limited set of tools to force your perception to be the primary instrument and not necessarily the tools, right?
My traditional oil painting head class, they get to use four colors, red, yellow, black, and white. There's all sorts of moaning and complaining and crying for 2 months until they start to understand how to mix those colors. Painters the same way. You have to understand the basics to expand on it. Once you get that, you can go beyond the basics.
So Painter has some shortcut methods for somebody who wants to very quickly get into modifying work. They can import images as well as other ways of approaching work, right?
Painter's got some really nice quick features for taking an existing photograph and making it look like a painting. The program does all the work for you. It is a great starting point, but the better versions of those that I've seen are done by people that use that as the basis for expanding on with their artistic knowledge to have it go beyond what the computer can do.
So when you start with a digital painting and you're starting from an original idea, original concept, a lot of artists traditionally would start with a little hand-drawn sketch and then that would be built upon. What is your approach as you start with Painter and you've got that, well, blank canvas on the screen?
I work in two methods with Painter, and I still am an artist that prefers to draw paper and pencil. The majority of my work I do drawing on paper and pencil, and then I will scan that in as a black and white image and then start painting on that. And then every so often somebody will say, well, can't you draw on the computer? Do you have to use paper and pencil? So then I will draw on the computer, and there's just something about the feel of the paper and pencil I like. But yes, I can put up a blank canvas and draw on it with the same degree of finesse and feeling that I would on a piece of paper. It works fine.
Virtually everybody I know that works with a program like Painter is wedded to the Wacom tablet. Is that your tool of choice as well?
Everybody that paints digitally needs to have a tablet of some sort, and Wacom is, of course, the premier vendor for tablets. Painting with a mouse is like painting with a bar of soap, and you don't have the feel. You don't have the pressure sensitivity, so everybody should get a tablet to use. They need to use that, yeah.
I interviewed Corel earlier this year at PMA about Painter 10, and of course one of the major features is universal binary for the Mac. So for the Intel folks on a Mac, that's a huge step forward. There's also some new productivity features. But what have you found the most compelling reasons to upgrade to 10?
For me, the brushes, and they've been significantly increased in their speed so that I'm not as limited in the size I use them or how quickly they'll put down a stroke. Sometimes my strokes are very fast, and occasionally in some of Painter's brushes I've had a hard time keeping up with my frenzied scribbling on the pad. That's no longer a problem for me with Painter's current feature set. There have been improvements in the layers so that I am able to collapse individual layers together and move and do things in a much more productive and quick way than I have in past versions. the compatibility to move to it to other programs has been enhanced a lot for my particular working style, and that it's not as much searching and making sure things are back and forth correct as just moving an image, coming back, moving things around. It's for me, the productivity upgrades have been reason enough to upgrade to the version 10.
Over the years, one of the big changes is that Painter has been a much smoother player with people working with Photoshop as well, right?
I get this question a lot, you know, Photoshop, Painter, why, which, what? And as I set and paint, it's interesting as I talk to people. They will come up and talk to me, and they're just amazed by what the brushes will do. These are Photoshop users. And for the most part, it is, well, Photoshop is called Photoshop for a reason. Its target audience is our photographers, people that have to do image adjustment, image manipulation. Painter's called Painter for a reason. It's for artists that want to, from scratch, make an image. The two live side by side on my computer. 95% of my work is done in Painter, but I'm perfectly comfortable painting in Photoshop, but it's not my tool of choice. Painter is because of the brushes and the way they work.
Don, you also have some books out as well, right?
I did a book a few years ago called Digital Character Design and Painting, where I use Painter 7 to show how I go about designing characters and then painting them. And then I was asked to do a Photoshop version of that. And I've just recently updated the Photoshop version with a whole bunch of new tutorials, and I'm now negotiating with another publisher on doing a brand new Painter book with version 10. Sometime later this year it should be out.
So what are the Don Siegmiller's top tips and tricks for someone working in Corel Painter 10?
The things that I find most productive that you would probably want to use, first and foremost, resize your brush interactively on the fly. It's wonderful. Second, be able to rotate the canvas, because if you're like me, you can draw strokes really well in one direction and really poor in another direction. The iterative save, be able to save a numbered version automatically so you can back up your work quickly. Limit your colors. Make a color set from a photo you like. Use that. Use lots of layers, layers and layers and layers, so that you can always back up and correct something. Those have got to be the top ones.
Well, I want to thank Don Siegmiller for spending time with us today. Don, where can people find out more information about your work, as well as where can people find out more information about Corel Painter?
Well, my work, you can visit my website, which is just www.siegmillerart.com. And you would spell that SEEGMILLERART.com. And if you want to find out more about Painter, visit Corel's website, which is www.corel.com.
Well, I want to thank Don Siegmiller for spending time with us today. It's really been a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
For Mac Edition Radio, this is Harris Vogel. You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio. The contents are copyright 2007 and cannot be reproduced without written consent.